You are tuned in to Motivation of Monday, the podcast version. I am yours truly, God's servant, Bishop Lamonte Calvin. Yes, this is the place where you will be empowered by the word and through the word. So text someone, call someone, and let them know that Motivation of Monday, the podcast version, is ready. I pray that you are blessed through the word and by the word. So get ready, because it's that time. What is that time? It's word time. Be blessed. Oh, God bless you. We are so excited about what God is doing. We're excited about the things of God. I pray that you are having a wonderful day. I pray that you're having a wonderful life. Most of all, I thank God that you are doing what God called you to do. I am yours truly, God's servant, Bishop Lamonte Calvin. And listen, if this is your first time, I want to welcome you to Motivation of Monday, the podcast version. We're so excited to know that you are tuned in or you have downloaded this on any one of your platforms. I also want to remind you that you can be a blessing to the podcast version by giving to Cash App, #. Dr. Lamonte Calvin, or you can go on Givelify and look up New Direction Outreach Ministries and give that way, and we'll be glad that you did. But we're most of all, we're thankful that you are here. We're thankful for all the things that God is doing. Motivation of Monday is moving forward. Motivation of Monday is moving in a way that God is going to bless, and he's blessing those. So if you've been blessed, if you have been blessed through this, you've been blessed through the word of God, let me know. Please inform me. Amen. You can find me on Facebook at Lamonte Calvin, or you can inbox me and let me know that, hey, the word of God is blessing me. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear how this word is being a blessing to you. I want to hear how this word is empowering you. So let's get ready into the word, because we know the word is what we need. We know the word is what we desire of God. Well, I want to thank God once again. I want to thank God for you. I'm looking at the clock. Amen. I need everyone, as many as can, say it with me. Come on. It's word time. Come on. It's time for the word of the Lord. We thank God for his word. We thank God for what he's going to do, what he's going to say to us today. Did you say it loud and proud? It's word time. It's time to hear what God is going to say. Well, let's go into the word of the Lord in the book of Joel, the 2nd chapter, the 23rd verse. If you would be so kind, if you able to, you know, go in your Bible, you can do that. But if you are not able to, whether you're cleaning your house or in the yard exercising, or, you know, whatever activity you're doing, I just want to make sure that you can hear the word of God through the word of through the man of God. All right. In Joel 2:23, it says, and we're going to read down to the 27th verse. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain and the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be filled full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pommer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that ye have dealt, that he had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. I want to talk about, he said, I will restore unto you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the pommer worm and the caterpillar, my great army I sent among you. I just want to talk about, Lord, do it again. That's our declaration today. Lord, do it again. We believe you, God, that you'll do it again. Somebody said with me, Lord, do it again. If you have some things that you were being concerned about, some things you need God to fix, some things you need God to work out, you need to say it with me today. Lord, do it again. Hallelujah. Now, we look at the book of Joel. We understand Joel was considered one of the minor prophets of God. And we thank God that even in knowing that it was not based on his character or based on his integrity, minor prophet means that there was some minor events. It was based on the events that happened in during that time, or the prophecies that were in that time. And the reason we considered it or they have been known as major and minor prophets because theologians have identified it. But I believe, now my personal belief is that these are major things, you know, all through the word of God. But we're going to, you know, that's something else to talk about. But he was Joel, name really mean the Lord is God. Now, we will have to really to grab this story, to really download this story in our spirit, man. And that those things that pertain to this story, we will have to go back to Joel, the first chapter, when we began to read in round about Joel 1 and 3 and 4. And it would begin to tell about what the parasites have done. And it would begin to read, considering that whatever one parasite left, the other parasite ate it up. And so we understand that when things are operating in your life, the enemy will always come and to try to consume what God is giving you. Well, children will hear of the destruction and this experience. It will let them know that your children will know of this day, that all of the destruction that happened and all of the things that happened in the book of Joel, the first chapter. Not only will your children hear it, but your children's children. Well, I want to decree today that anytime there are parasites, parasites only come when there is life. When there's a life in something, then parasites come to eat it up. Well, my brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know, because you have life, you have something worth living for, something worth striving for. The enemy's job is to come and to abstract or come and to consume everything that pertains life in your life. Let me say that again. The enemy comes to consume everything that pertains life in your life. In other words, your life will draw assassins. Your life will draw things that try to distract you. It will cause you to be distracted. It will cause you to be deterred from the things that you really want to be in life, the things that you want to, amen, go and be a part of. But do not have to stay and remain in the distraction. Amen. It draws assassin. Every time you have an assignment, the enemy releases assassin. I know you've been going through some pain, but guess what? Your pain is growing through, is causing your gain. Your gain draws pain. Every time you gain, it causes pain. Every time you get ready to go to another level, it's going to cause another level of pain. Well, we have to understand that these are the parasites. And it says that the palmer worm, the locust, the caterpillar, and the canker worm. Well, the palmer worm is the first stage of the parasite. Now, you must understand the palmer worm is known as the gnawer. This is the egg without wings. Anytime the enemy come to attack you, he's going to come in stages. He's going to come in different stages. So the second stage is the stage of the locust. This is the swarmer. Amen. He comes in great numbers. You must understand, when the attack comes, it's going to come to swarm you. It's going to come to swarm your thoughts. It's going to come to swarm, amen, the things of your life. It's going to come to swarm and distract you from the greatness of your life. But this is not the hour you give up in any stage of your life. Even though the enemy may come and try to do it on different levels, you have to be determined that I'm going to the next stage. And after that stage, there's the canker worm, the palmer worm. You have the palmer worm, the first stage. The second stage is the locust. The third stage is the canker worm, and this is the devourer. It can leap by not flying. My God, the enemy attacks you on different ways. It comes against you. He comes against you in different things, even in your thoughts. And it's amazing how your day can be going well until you have a certain thought. It's amazing how your day can be going so great, and all of a sudden a thought come across your mind that causes you to distract you. Well, this is the enemy leaping at you at all kinds of ways. He's leaping at you. And the next stage is the caterpillar, which is the fourth stage, is the consumer. He's fully matured. And this is where this is the parasite that comes to eat up everything that you have in your life. But I want to inform you that God is on your side. And this is the season we can say, Lord, do it again. Now, we understand in verse 23, the Bible says that the Lord would give unto you the former rain. My God, he has given unto you the former rain moderately, but would cause to come down on you the latter rain. My God, this is the season for the latter rain. The moderate rain is just saying, I'm giving to you the former rain. He said, I'm giving it to you moderately. God said, I wanted to give you just enough. I wanted to give you enough to supply your need. I wanted to give you enough so you can make it through. I wanted to give you enough to be able to, yes, I am God that supply all your need, but I wanted to give you enough that you can be able to handle what I give. But God said, in this next season, I will give you the latter rain. And all of the same, I will give you the latter rain in the same month. I gave to you in the first month, the first part of the month, moderately. But he said, in the latter of the month, in the same month, I will give you the latter rain. Isn't it amazing how one day can start off one way, but God said, I can turn that thing around just for you. And that's what God is saying. I'm getting ready to rain on you the latter rain. I'm getting ready to rain on you the overflow rain. I'm getting ready to rain on you the rain that never experienced. And I thought about it. When you have a seed in you, the best thing that can happen at that moment is some rain. And then after the rain, my God, the sun will shine. I'm not talking about the S-U-N. I'm talking about the S-O-N. The sun will shine in your life. God said, I'm getting ready to give you the rain that you need for this season. And then he said, I will fill with promise your harvest. God said, this is the season that the threshing floor will be filled. Now, you must understand, back in the days when the threshing floor was filled, that means that there was a harvest. He said, your floor shall be full of wheat. In other words, all your harvest is about to come in. I better say that again. I said, all of your harvest is about to come in. You said, wait a minute, Bishop, it's not harvest season. Well, God's harvest season is different than man's harvest season. And he said, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. This is the season that God said, I'm giving you those things that you had to wait on. My God, wine has to wait. And my study is a wine, the older it gets, the more mature it is. The richer it is. Or you have to wait through the process. God said, those things that you have waited on is about to overflow in your life. My God, somebody ought to shout right there. I said, the things that you have been waiting on, God is about to overflow you with those things in your life. So get ready for the overflow, that God is going to give you those things that you once had, and he's going to give it to you in great numbers. And God said, the system of the threshing floor was that they would separate the wheat from the chaff. God said, I'm separating those things that you need and those things that you don't need. Those people that you need and that those things that the people you don't need. Those thoughts that you need and those thoughts that you don't need. Because what God is getting ready to do for you is going to advance you to another level of thinking. It's going to advance you to another level in your mind. And it's going to advance you into another level of your life and your career. So some of you may be going through a certain thing at your job. You may be going through a certain thing in your family, but God said, I'm going to separate the wheat from the chaff. I'm going to allow you to walk in the grace that God is getting ready to pour on you. He said, I'm going to allow you to walk in that grace. And when you walk in the grace of God, you're walking in the favor of God. Five is the number of God's grace. And I believe that this is the hour that you walk in the grace of God, because he said, your floors are going to be full with wheat, and your barrel will run over with oil, and it's going to run over with wine. This is the season God gets your attention. When God start blessing you, he gets your attention. My brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, and he said, and I will restore. Now, one thing about God, the word of God says, in the book of Isaiah, his word does not go out and return unto him void. it will perform what he has sent it out to do. God said he will restore. Now, when we abstract from Wester means to, restore means to give back, to return, to put or to bring back to existence or use. My God, to bring back or put back into a former or original state, to renew, to put again in possession of something. God said, I am going to put it back in your possession. God said, I'm going to allow you to possess those things that were taken from you. I'm going to allow you to possess those thoughts that was taken from you. I'm going to allow you to possess that joy that was taken from you. I'm going to allow you to possess that love that was taken from you. And not only are you going to possess it, God said, I'm going to restore it. I'm going to renew it. My God, God is getting ready to renew somebody's romance back in your marriage. God is getting ready to renew someone's joy for your job. You're going to be able to walk in the things of God and not weary in this hour. Be not weary in your well doing, for in due season you're getting ready to reap, huh? If you faint not, God said, I will restore unto you the years. My God, he said, not only are the months, not only are the days, not only the second, he said the years. In other words, God said, I'm getting ready to give you back pay. Somebody is getting ready to get back pay, because God said, I will compensate you for your loss. Everything that you've lost in those days, everything that you went through in those days, God said, I will compensate you. Now, when God blesses you, oh my God, it is awesome. The blessings of the Lord make it rich. Here it is. And added no sorrow with it. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, you got to get ready and say, Lord, I need you to do it again. Lord, give me that joy again. Lord, give me that peace again. God, give me that love again. God, give me that forgiveness again. Come on. God, give me that heart again. God, give me that peace again. God, give me that love like never before again. Lord, give me that joy. Lord, give me that exuberance again. Lord, give me the way to praise you. God, give me the way to worship you again. God, give me those things. Lord, just do it again. God, give me the way to deal with people again. God, give me the way to deal with the system again. God, give me the way to deal with me again. God, do it again. Lord, restore the joy back in me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. That's what you have to say. God, do it again. He said, I'm going to allow you to get the years back. The years of pain, the years of pressure, the years of depression, the years, all those things that you've gone through in those years. God said, I will restore unto you. I'm giving you back pay. You will have things that you're going to write off. My God, you're going to have things you write. And when you write these things off, it brings more value to your story. Woo, my God, that's a blessing right there. It brings more value to your story. God said, what getting ready to happen in your life? You're going to get ready to have more things and value to your life. He's going to do it again. He's going to renew those things. And that's why Peter 4:8, let us know. Philippians 4:8, let us know. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, if that whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. God said, I'm going to restore you all the true things. I'm going to restore to you the honest things. I'm going to restore to you the lovely things. I'm going to restore to you the things that bring good report. And I'm going to restore unto you the peace, the things that are true. My God, so everything the enemy has told you was a lie. Everything the enemy has brought against you was a lie. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because God is getting ready to do it again. All of your sleepless night, God said, I'm going to give you rest. All of your troubled days, God said, I'm going to allow you to walk in peace. All of your worried moment, God said, I'm going to allow you to walk in joy. All of your financial droughts, God said, I'm going to give you increase. All of your unhealthy life, God said, I'm going to give you healing. My God, that's it right there. He's going to restore your sleepless nights. He's going to restore your troubled days. He's going to restore the worried moment. He's going to restore to you the financial drought, those things that have caused and consumed your finance. He said, also, I'm going to cause you to live a healthy life. Not only that, he said, I'm restoring your spirit, man. Because 1 John 4:4 said, greater in he is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God is getting ready to restore unto you sir. He's getting ready to restore unto you, ma'am, those things that you need from him. And he is God enough that he can do it again. My God, I say he is God enough that he can do it again. So get ready. This is not the moment that you give up on the promises of God. God is doing it again. He's going to make sure that you are walking in grace. He's going to make sure you're walking in favor. He's going to make sure, amen, that you're walking in the power in which he has for you. You will not, amen, suffer in this season. You will not suffer in this moment, because God's going to do it again. He's going to give. He said, I will restore unto you the years, every year, every moment that you've gone through. God said, I'm going to restore it. And then he goes and say, and ye shall eat in plenty. You're not just going to eat, amen, in plenty, but he said, and you shall be satisfied. Not only are you just going to eat, but you're going to be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God. He said, I'm giving you your identity back. You're going to be, you belong to me. You belong to my kingdom. You belong to my purpose. You belong to my will. And God said, you're going to exalt, you're going to praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be the same. God said, you won't have to walk in embarrassment anymore, because God is getting ready to do it again. Yes, you said some things you wish you shouldn't have said, but God's going to give you the way to deal with that situation. Yes, you did some things you wish you would not have done, but God's going to give you, amen, a way to deal with that, and he's going to restore you. He's getting ready to restore your name, sir. He's getting ready to restore your name, ma'am. He's getting ready to restore your family. He's getting ready to restore your children. He's getting ready to do it again. He is God. And he said, you shall know that I am the God in the midst of Israel. So call your city name. Call your family name. Call call your job name. Let God be the God in the midst of that situation. And then I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. He said, I'm reassuring you that you won't be ashamed in this season. He said, I'm reassuring you that you will not give up in this hour. God will do it. Somebody lift your voice right where you are, whatever you're doing, and say, Lord, do it again. And God said, your praise will activate your promotion. God said, when you praise me, it's going to activate your promotion. God said, when you praise me, you're believing me. When you praise me, I'm raising you. That's the Lord saying that. He said, when you praise me, I will raise you. God is raising you in this season. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So when you decree and when you make a proclamation, God, I need you to do it again. God said, I'm going to restore those things back unto you. I'm going to give it back unto you, sir. I'm going to give it back to you, son. I'm going to give it back to you, daughter. So you won't have to walk in fear anymore. You won't have to walk in doubt anymore. This is your hour that you lift your hands, because God is getting ready to restore those years back to you. Every marriage that's been on the rocks, God said, I will restore it. Say, Lord, do it. If your marriage been on the rocks, say, Lord, do it again. If your finance been trouble, say, Lord, do it again. If your children been acting up, say, Lord, do it again. If you been acting up, say, Lord, do it again. And God will restore, because he is able, A-B-L-E. He always blesses. He always blessing, leaving evidence. I've said he's always, I'm sorry, A-B-L-E. He always blessing, leaving as evidence. When God is leaving evidence of his blessing, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. As we said earlier, he knows your thoughts. He knows what you need to be restored. God said, I'm restoring that thing that has you once had. So get ready, sir. Get ready, ma'am, to walk in the restoration. You're not going to walk in fear. You're not going to walk in doubt. You're getting ready to walk in the season of restoration. You're getting ready to walk in the season of purity. You're getting ready to walk in the season of grace. You're getting ready to walk in the season a manifestation, because you are asking God to do it again. You decree to God, you plead with God that he do it again, and God is getting ready to do what you ask him to do. God is getting ready to do what he said he can do, because he is God and there is none other like the God we serve. I believe that this is the hour that God is getting ready to do great things concerning you, sir, concerning you, ma'am. So get ready for those things to happen. Get ready for those things to come to pass. Get ready, because this is the moment. This is the hour that God is getting ready to do it. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. I pray that this word has empowered you. I pray this word has equipped you to get ready to do what God has called you to do. I love you all. I appreciate you. And I pray that you go the rest of your life walking in the things that God is getting ready to do. Watch this, because this is your season that you lift your hands and say, God, do it again. Lord, I believe that you're going to do it an exceeding thing. And I believe that God is going to do grace and mercy is going to be on your life. I love you. I'll see you next time. Once again, right here on the podcast version of Motivation of Monday. Tell somebody about it. Tell somebody that Motivation of Monday podcast is moving forward. Once again, you can be a blessing to the podcast by going to Cash App, Dr. Lamonte Calvin, or you can go to Giblify, look up New Direction Outreach Ministry, and you can give that way. I love you. See you next time right here on Motivation of Monday, the podcast version. And remember, your now is not your later. Be blessed.